The Way to Happiness, Elder Thorpe B. Isaacson, Thorpe B. Isaacson, Conference Report, April 1948, pages 22-24. My brothers and sisters, I can assure you that standing before you makes one very humble. This is a beautiful Sabbath morning, even though the weather is a little stormy outside. It would be impossible for me, I am sure, to say anything that would be worthwhile unless the Lord will bless me. I happen to have a son who belongs to one of those 4,000 missionaries who are in the mission field. I received a telephone call from New Brunswick yesterday where he is laboring, and he said, "Dad, I just wanted to say hello to you. I know it's General Conference in Salt Lake this week, and I know you're worried. I can assure you that I am praying for you. I will appreciate it if I can have an interest in your faith and prayers. Also, take my yoke upon you." May I refer to Matthew 11:29-30? Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We will have rest unto our souls to the degree that we can serve our Father in heaven. Great changes have come into the souls of men as they draw near to their Father in heaven. But just as true, when men draw away from their Father in heaven, they have a restlessness that disturbs their peace of mind. That beautiful saying, "If you will seek after me, you shall surely find me," should give us comfort as members of the church. The living of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the true way to happiness, says the Lord. Pray always, and I will pour out my Spirit upon you, and great shall be your blessings. Latter-day Saints are staunch believers in the healing virtue of prayer and faith, and the elders of the church, two or more shall be called, and shall pray for and lay hands upon them in my name, referring to James, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed." Pray to the Lord in prosperity, pray to him in adversity, strength in unseen power. There is an unseen power in every man's life, and that power comes from on high. It is the power that will help man rise above his own natural ability. We have been told at times that man cannot rise above his own natural ability, and I am sure that if we do that, we've done pretty well. But with the power and help of the Lord, men often rise far beyond their own natural ability. I quote from an article of President Clark's recently, wherein he stated, "God has placed in every man's heart a divine spark that never wholly goes out. That spark can be kindled. That spark can be developed and become beautiful with service." There was recently an article that appeared in a very prominent Washington paper entitled, "There Must Be a Way Out." This was the theme for Thought and Prayer. There must be a way of convincing the Russians that we do not want war. Yes, but no one has found that way yet. None of the plans of men have worked. But there is a plan, and that plan is embodied in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ if only men could understand it and accept it. It is always fatal for any person or any nation to make a break with the living God, the way to happiness. I want to bear you my testimony that great joy comes into the souls of those who try to live the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to repent of my wrongdoings before you this day and before my Maker. I want to tell you that I am grateful for the blessings of the Lord. I know that it will do our hearts good to try to live a little better today than we have in the past. That is our plan of improvement. The Lord has asked us to come unto Him humbly and repent of our wrongdoings. Therein we can be made strong. If I have wronged any man or woman, if they will let me know, I will do my best to right that wrong. I hold no malice in my heart toward any man, and I hope no man will hold any malice toward me. I appreciate the blessings that come in serving the Lord. I pray that He will help me to do my best to serve Him and to keep His commandments. It is a pleasure to know the brethren with whom I am associated. I can bear you my testimony that they are men of God, trying as hard as they can to live the true principles, working hard day and night in the service of their Father in heaven. For a number of years, some of my friends have said that I was working too hard, and they cautioned me to take it a little easy. But now as I look back over the last 15 years, the work I was doing was just play and fooling around compared with the work that I have to do in keeping up with my brethren of the general authorities. I hope that you will pray for us as we pray for you. Gratitude for mission presidents. The other day in the temple, we listened to all the mission presidents bear their testimony and give a report of their work, and my heart was touched to see the great love that these mission presidents have for the young men and women laboring under their care as missionaries. Oh, as fathers and mothers, we should be ever grateful, indeed, that our sons and daughters can go into the mission field and labor with these fine mission presidents who love these missionaries as they would love their own sons and daughters. May God bless us that we may serve Him and keep His commandments, that we may follow the admonitions that the President of the Church gave us this morning. May we truly love each other and make life as pleasant as we can for those who are unfortunate. May God bless us during the sessions of this conference. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.